Good afternoon. Now, the old bald fat bloke and the other old fart that always wears a hat, they're away at the moment, and myself, Rhett Biglands, and the former inspirational power skipper and 200-gamer Dominic Cassisi are running the rush hour for your Friday arvo. G'day, Dom.
Biggles. What a day in footy. Jeez, wow. Two executives stand down at the AFL house. Plenty going on there in the last few weeks.
The AFL is embroiled in a fresh scandal, aren't they, Dom? Yeah, two executives being having forced to resign after alleged misconduct within the ranks, and Gil McLaughlin's come out and outlined it all for us.
Last night, I've accepted the resignation of General Manager Football Simon Lethlean and General Manager Commercial Richard Simkus. This has occurred following issues that have come fully to light over the past few days. They were quite separate matters, but of course, distress and concern to a number of people.
Mm. They've certainly apologised in regards to the AFL Commission and to all supporters of the AFL, and they are very apologetic for their actions, not only towards the values of the AFL, but also towards the relationship in which it affects.
Absolutely, and the other thing I found really interesting was Gil's strong comments about having higher standards.
I expect that my executives are role models and set a standard of behaviour for the rest of the organisation. They are judged, as they should be, to a higher standard. Many would ask why, but it is imperative for the way I lead and for our organisation to continue to change.
Very strong stance, Biggles. Very, very strong.
Discussions around, obviously, legally, these guys in an executive position at the AFL and what they must abide to uphold the values and beliefs of the AFL. But personally, they have now lost some high-profile positions as well as ruining their families.
Oh, that's right. I mean, you know, it affects people far and wide, and in particular the families of the two guys and the young girls involved. But if you're going to take on those executive roles with such a big organisation, and the way that I guess footy's trying to have that impact into the women's competition, you can sort of see where the AFL are coming from. But we look forward to speaking to Damien Barrett pretty soon about all that and plus more.
It's a big show ahead. Damien Barrett's going to break down all the details which have happened at AFL House. The James Heard, James Heard scenario, I should say. He's now going to present the Norm Smith medal in this year's grand final as a result of the flow-on effect after winning a Norm Smith. They go in years. Shannon Grant last year from 99. This year is 2000 with Essendon when James won it. It's going to be an olive branch reached out to the Essendon great to present the medal.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll speak to the Birdman. We'll see what's going on down at the Crows camp. And big Warren Gary Treadray. We'll get him in and see if he's got anything for us today. See if the big fella can get up.
It's intriguing when you work around offices like we do here at Austero with, an even divide of male and female. But I tell you what is happening at the AFL house? The Christmas parties must be a bit loose, eh?
I don't know.
I don't condone adultery, but seriously, they obviously weren't in the sponsorship department, were they? Because exclusivity means nothing.
Is it a cultural issue?
Hey, I jumped on the AFL website and I did find another press statement on there, which I'm not sure if it relates to this. Have a listen.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, I'm not sure if that was the right one.
Is that Bill Clinton? Was it AFL House today? No way.
And our next guest, who would be knee-deep in paperwork all day today, digging up everything that's happening in the world of AFL and scandals, now joins us, Damien Barrett. How are you, Damo?
Yeah, g'day, Rhett. There is a bit going on, isn't there? Obviously, I know you've played the audio of Gil McLaughlin's press conference today, but Simon Lethlean and Richard Simkus, names that we know in the footy industry, but maybe not to the general public, but now the second and third senior executives of the AFL system to resign / be sacked in the past 10 to 14 days. It's a bad time for the AFL.
Certainly is, off the back of the King hit recently as well. The organisation itself being challenged for their values and beliefs, Damo.
Yeah, they are, Red. And look, people who are just sort of, I suppose, aware of this story on the back of the news today of the dismissals of those two gentlemen are probably asking the question at times. I think it's all part of the conversation around it. The morality attached to it, the legality attached to it, and why. And I think Gillon McLaughlin, he clearly danced around the specifics of what has happened here, other than the generalities in which that he was saying that they are committed as an organisation to a process of change, and that he will and doesn't resile from holding his own executive team to a higher standing and a higher standard of behaviour than he would other people. And I suppose that goes some way to explaining why men probably in their 40s today have been asked to leave the AFL organisation on the back of, as you played before, inappropriate relationships with younger women who work in the AFL industry.
Damo, what were you sensing over there? Were the AFL initially trying to bunker down and keep this under wraps? Was their hand forced a bit by some information getting leaked?
Yeah, I think it's fair you ask that, Dom. And again, there's a lot of workplaces where this goes on. And
that's the question, because every punter out there is saying in the commercial world, this happened, adultery, you know, happens all the time.
Yep. Yeah, if it's consenting adults, which this one, and I've got no reason to believe it's not, it is part of the conversation, and I think it's right that we do have it as part of the conversation. But you go back to what Gillon McLachlan said, a real key component to this, Dom and Rhett, is that, to me anyway, the relatively recent promotion of Richard Goyder to AFL Commission Chairman. Mm. And I say that in light of what has happened in you know, relatively recent times too, with Mike Fitzpatrick being there for a long time, before him Ron Evans, and obviously Andrew Demetrio overlapping the Ron Evans into Mike Fitzpatrick regime at that place. And I would think that the three men I just mentioned before would probably act to make it go away. And again, that's not to judge what they're doing either. It's just that with Richard Goyder now in the chair, it's a different AFL commission. It's a different view on such matters. And as such, this is the new AFL. And while we sit here today and say it is a catastrophe, it is a crisis for the AFL to lose three executives, you know, so quickly and for reasons that are not good, well, you know, they'll be able to at some stage say, well, hang on, we did act on these issues that were now important to us and we needed to act on them given our commitments to being, as they say, agents of change. And they're pretty keen to not just be saying those words, but to be acting them out. But, yeah, I think, Dom, just get back to your initial point about the workplace component to these relationships. It goes on in every workplace I've ever been involved in, and I'm sure it will continue to do so.
And no doubt, we certainly don't condone adultery or infidelity at all, because it is can ruin families, that's for sure.
And that's clearly what now comes out of it for the two guys concerned. And again, for people wanting to get more on this story, they can read the attached statements of Simon Laughlin and Richard Simkus. And again, before you absolutely go to town on judging them for what's happened today, just read the statements and at least be, I suppose, having the context of what they're now got to live the rest of their lives with as well.
Now, Damo, other big news today, James Hurd being asked to present the Norm Smith at the grand final this year. Some mixed feelings out there amongst supporters and fans. Is he going to get booed or clapped on that day?
Look, I'd hope he'd almost get neither. So certainly, I'd hate for him to be booed. I take the view with James. I mean, I was as hard on James as anyone was. And I just say that into this conversation, Dom, because I don't resolve from being that. He did the very wrong thing. I still feel he may have got away with it in a fashion that was lighter than it should have been. But having said that, ultimately the system got him. He was out for 12 months, and ultimately the system allowed him to come back into it. And we know Essendon re-employed him straight away. So that was all allowed. It was in the end, as you know, a decision by that club and James to then sever their contact and their contract for him to walk away. So the system said he could come back. The system now says that it's his turn to present the medal. And for those who are not familiar with it, Shannon Grant won in 1999, the Norse Youth Medal. He presented it last year. 2000, James Hurd won the Norse Youth Medal. It's his turn to present it. I don't have one problem with him doing that this year and being allowed to do it this year. I think it's actually a good thing for him to be able to do it, and he will do it by way of his early commentary around it. And this is not James Hurd being allowed back or being elevated into the AFL Hall of Fame legend status or anything like that. This is just James Hurd being allowed to present something that he's earned himself, and I feel he should be able to do that. And that's my pretty strong take on that one, guys.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. You think of Job Watson, who got his Brownlow medal stripped as a result of what happened. But James Hurd's able to keep his Norm Smith medal that he won a while ago, and then Job Watson will be watching him up on stage presenting it to someone else. You wonder what feelings be going through Job's mind when he sees that as well.
Yeah, there'd be all sorts of feelings going through, I would think, Job Watson's mind. But again, just to draw a little bit of a distinction between what you referred to there, Dom, again, James Hird won that medal in 2000 as a player when there was none and certainly no proof or no even inkling of anything untoward going on with him as a player. Now, I know there's been some commentary around all that post what happened in 2012 with him as coach. And again, throw the book at him, throw your thoughts, throw your comments and your criticism at him for that period. But when it comes to what he did as a player, particularly in the 2000 season, coming off the foot injury that he had prior to that, I don't have any issue with him, you know, reaching or receiving the accolades that are still coming on the back of that.
No, fair call.
Thanks, Damo. Looking forward to hearing you at 5:30 on the Friday huddle with Brownie Swatter. And, of course, Judge Juddy. Any insights into what Juddy's got, Savo?
I think the Judge Juddy segment is back. It went missing for a couple of weeks, as we know, but it's back tonight, I believe, and I'm looking forward to seeing
He's an unpredictable character. He comes up with some
rhubarb.
Interesting stuff, doesn't he, Damo?
Very obscure and very cryptic, Juddy. And,
very dry.
Very, very dry. And a man who continues to baffle us by way of the way he carries on with himself. But he's been good for the Triple M family this year, and I hope he can return to form tonight.
Beautiful.
Good on you, Damo.
Thanks, Damo. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Red. Thanks, Tom.
Biggles, big day today, as we've touched on with the start of the show and with Damien Barrett. But fans are divided out there at the moment. After today, the AFL have asked James Hird to present the 2017 Norm Smith medal on the back of the fact that he won it in the year 2000 with the Baby Bombers. Damien Hardwick, one of his former teammates, has come out and said that we should put an arm around him and support it. It'd be great to see a champion back allowed into the game. Damien Barrett was of the similar ilk. He was sort of saying the same thing. What are your thoughts, Biggles?
Well, the one that really is strange for mine is that the two-time Commonwealth Games silver medalist David Colbert has condemned the AFL's decision. Now, he says to offer James Hird the opportunity to present this year's Norm Smith medal is a disgrace. Now, obviously, in the Olympic terms, when you're done for drugs, you're labelled for the rest of your life and probably not presented any sorts of medals that type of forum. So that's why he's slamming it. And I just want to know, the likes of Gus Monfries and Paddy Ryder, how would they feel about it? Those blokes lost a year in their prime of their career because of the saga, and they had obviously decisions made for them via the Essendon coaching staff, and not sure if they're over that yet. So, I mean, Hurdy as a player, no doubt, as a champion, as a bloke, if you're a Collingwood supporter, you probably don't like him as much as others, but I mean, he is only presenting a medal. They're not inducting him into the Hall of Fame, as Damo said. And I just think there'd still be some families associated with players who might be a little rattled by it, if you like.
Yeah, look, definitely. I think that's a fair call. But I think some of the comments that Damien Hardwick had to say was that footy's quite a forgiving game. You know, we think about some of the past champions and their indiscretions, and then, you know, they're openly welcome back into the game. So I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see that on that day how the fans react to the MCG.
Absolutely. Hey, if you've got some thoughts on it, jump on board. Our Twitter feed is lighting up at Triple M Adelaide. Whack them through. We've got a couple of prize packs to give away as well. Support your local heroes at the 2017 Sandful Maccas League. Get fired up. Double pass to any Sandful game, Dom. And also that AFL game cards prize pack valued at $150. That's the green pack ones at your newsagent. Get them now.
Yeah, Spiggles, Jars and Dickie Knee having a bit of a spell at the moment. Just, my perfect opportunity to have a bit of a big Friday sports wrap after the big news today. But cricket, let's talk a bit about cricket for a minute. So expectations are rising. It's looking as though the pay war may be resolved next week after players dropped their long-standing demand for Cricket Australia to agree to third-party mediation. Great result for everyone. Just get it done and move on.
Well, let's hope so. Sutherland finally stepping up.
Over to tennis. Australian tennis great Ken Rosewall has absolutely ripped into Bernard Tomic and Nick Kyrgios. And he's fired a shot up. He goes, I feel a lot of us older players who came from tennis playing families, we learned to play the game and behave. The players of today, because they've made more money, they think that they don't need the discipline and misbehave accordingly.
Good little clip.
It's just, you know, they've got no respect, these guys.
Nice little clip. And when you've seen people going for their second coffee at 8:30 in the morning around the workplace, you know they've been watching Wimbledon still. And Venus Williams has become the oldest Wimbledon finalist in 23 years. She smashed Australian Joanna Konta. She's no longer Australian anymore. She's now a POM after she got beaten. She's out. We don't want to know her. 6-4, 6-2. Great to see Venus through. Well, she lost to Ashley Barty 3 weeks after she lost to Ashley Barty. And I'll tell you what, the other one at the tennis at the moment, if Fed Express can get through,
yeah,
that, up against Thomas Burgess tonight, lock yourself in for that one. It's going to be a ripping match.
Grand final, the last day in September.
AFL.
Could we see Showdown 44 at the MCG?
Hey?
Mate, let's have a listen to what champion darters Glenn Love had to say.
Adelaide have got the best percentage at 139, Port Adelaide 132, and then the next best percentage is 119. Six of the last nine grand finals have featured the teams with the top two percentages in the competition. It would be magnificent to have a showdown at the MCG.
Wow. So six of the past nine grand finals have featured teams with the top two percentages. Mate, it's locked in.
So I'm booking
it's
me flights.
In, mate. The gloves are off.
I'm booking my flights. I'm on Qantas at the moment. Tell you what, trying to book my flight.
Could you imagine that?
Oh, I don't want to think about it just yet because I wouldn't be talking to you the week leading up, that's for sure.
Mate, yeah.
Hey, in demand, speaking of South Australians in demand, apart from our two teams, James Truisi says the Socceroos aren't getting the respect they deserve in the FIFA transfer market because Australian soccer has little respect in the international eye. Of course, what a gun he was. I had a big session with James Truisi at the World Cup in Rio after they got knocked out. He's a great player. If he was Brazilian or Chilean, no doubt he would have been offered millions and millions of dollars, but unfortunately, they're not regarded as highly in the A-League as what they are overseas. And that's just something we've got to deal with. But, hey, the big news as well for St Kilda. How good's this? Could you imagine Domer. Nice to meet you, Domer. And now, well, Saints announced last night 18-year-old Josh Battle would make his AFL debut tonight against the Dons. He's 18, and he's currently doing Year 12 at Haileybury College. Imagine being in Year 12 playing AFL.
Wouldn't you strut around the schoolyard?
Oh, you'd have more swag than LeBron.
How old were you when you made your debut?
I was a bit older, 22. Yeah, I take
what,
ruckus.
22. Well, and you were still in Year 9, weren't you? The old dumb ruckman.
Shocking scandals going on the AFL today for those who have just joined us as well. Jump on our website or get involved at Triple M Adelaide in regards to senior managers. But another senior manager involved with the Adelaide Football Club who is never embroiled with, you know, any scandals whatsoever. The cleanest bloke you would have probably ever met when it comes to this sort of stuff. The Birdman, Brett Burden, joins us live from Darwin before the Adelaide Demons match. How are you, Bert?
Yeah, good. Thanks, boys. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Too bad. What's the light there, mate? We're hearing it's pretty hot.
Yep. No, it is. It is warm. but mate, that's Darwin this time of the year, or that's Darwin all year, isn't it?
So, righto. Thanks, sure, Bert, for coming on.
That's it, mate.
I'm sure it'll be the same for both sides. So,
yeah, that's it.
That's all good.
Great question, Dom. Ripper.
Well, mate, you threw me under the bus. You were supposed to be following off the first one, but mate, let's rip into it. Tommy Lynch. Obviously back in the side, and I've experienced that meningitis myself, and it takes a while to get over. Obviously going up there playing in that heat on the back of that sort of illness, was there a lot of discussion at match committee about whether it was risky or not?
Yeah, look, we chatted about it, and I guess in the end we backed Tommy, and I mean, he's a senior player, and he knows his body better than anyone else, so once he'd ticked off all the requirements from a high-performance point of view, you know, he trained all week, and pulled up fine after each training session, and we just backed him in. So I guess it was just the you know, the energy levels that we were just keen to see how he was going to respond energy wise after each training session. But he's feeling good, and you know, fortunately for Tommy, he doesn't have to experience the sun because it's a night game, so he should feel good.
That's for sure. He gets burned under his lamp. Hey, Birdman, still on selection in regards to Scotty Thompson. We discussed this with Campo pre-game last week. Bulldogs Adelaide Friday night, where it was mentioned that Scotty was possibly held out of the MCG game to prepare for this match. He gets sent back to the SANFL now. What's the feedback to him?
Oh, look, it's just, yeah, I mean, Hugh Greenwood was managed in the game against the Bulldogs last week. So, you know, Tomo come in for his position, and look, Tomo obviously played and played okay, but Hughie was in good form when he went out. So we bring Hugh back in. That doesn't mean that Tomo's not, you know, going to play again this year. He's still our, you know, right now he's our best midfielder back in. So, you know, it's conceivable that we use him again maybe next week or going forward. So, no issues there. He's certainly in the mix.
Now, Brett, early in the week, obviously Tex copped a $1,000 fine for which I thought was pretty stiff, to be honest. Were you guys tempted to contest that fine just on the basis of there was nothing in it? You know, like,
yeah, look, we certainly looked at it. You know, clearly there was no malice or intent in it. I mean, you would have seen that. You know, Tex went straight over to Johannesson and checked that he was okay. Yeah, so it was just I guess it was an unfortunate incident. That, you know, if that happens anywhere else around the ground, it's just play on. But given that he you know, hit the goalpost, you know, you can understand that it's not a good look from the AFL's perspective. So look, I think they looked at it and they went, look, it's not something we want to see in the game. And so you know, the guidelines basically said that it was just unacceptable behaviour. And so he cops his fine and moves on. You know, he was had to bend his arm a little bit just to get him to accept it, but he takes it and moves on.
Triple M family couldn't accept it, and I'm with them in regards to that was a genuine shepherd and an accident. So he's paid $1,000 for an accident.
Yeah, but look, you know, if you go and hip and shoulder someone and you accidentally get him in the head, then you always you cop, I guess, the end result. So there's always a cause and effect, and you know, guys get charged on the effect. So, you, as I said, you cop it and move on.
Just before you go, mate, obviously there's plenty of talk at the moment around Jake Lever and his contract. Is there any update there? Or
no, we, as you know, Don, we don't provide ongoing commentary about our contract negotiations, but what I will say is that, you know, him and the other guys who are looking at contract at the moment have all indicated that they're keen to stay. So, look, it's just a process going through it with their managers and with those players. So, when we've got something further to update, we'll certainly let you guys know and the rest of the Adelaide Footy Club family.
Birdman, it's a big game. Demons Adelaide up at TIO Stadium. Have you seen Rue and Ditz prior to the call? They're probably sunning themselves somewhere nicely.
I actually, literally, just before I jumped on the phone, saw they had the little Rashido kids. I wasn't sure which one of them. I can't remember all their names. We've got so many of them.
No, but, we can.
No, I did just see little Sophie and Nick there on the boundary line, and they were coming to say good day and pointed that Dad was there on the stand, so I did just see the big Rupert. So I think they've been enjoying the museum today and a bit of fishing, so they've been having fun up here. I haven't seen Ditz. He's probably at the pub, I suppose.
Yeah, Ditz must. I think he's having a swim. We just got reports there's an albino whale in the getting around in the water.
I did wonder why they were evacuating the pool.
Good luck, mate. We wish you all the best. It's a big game, and look forward to seeing you guys get the 4 points.
Thanks, boys. Good chat.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, the two old blokes who sit on the balcony during the Muppet Show, they're away at the moment. And you've got Dom Cassisi and Rhett Biggins here filling in off the pine.
Yes, Biggles, another big day in footy. AFL setting the scene in the headlines today. And fans are divided, mate, after the AFL have asked James Hird to present the 2017 Norm Smith medal at this year's grand final. So, plenty of opinions floating around.
No doubt. And they're a little rattled at executive AFL House as well with Simon Lethlean and Richard Simkus after the sex scandal which is unrolled.
Last night, I've accepted the resignation of General Manager Football Simon Lethlean and General Manager Commercial Richard Simkus. This has occurred following issues that have come fully to light over the past few days. They were quite separate matters but have caused distress and concern to a number of people.
Inappropriate relationships with two younger women. AFL's in broad. Another scandal. But I jump on their website to have a look, and we certainly don't condone adultery here at Triple M, but this is the only update I could find from the article.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I don't know where that came from, Dom.
Oh, Bill Clinton's he's working in Australia at the moment.
Righto, let's get into the quiz with no name. $1,000 thanks to Automasters. When was the last time you had your brake checks, Dom?
A few months ago, Biggles.
Good effort.
Yep. Now, who we got on the phone here? We've got
the Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1300 Automasters.
Let's get the credit in, boys.
Scotty from Woodcroft has got through. How good's that? We're a shambles here on a Friday, aren't we? Scotty, are you there,
g'day,
mate?
Boys. Yeah, g'day, boys.
How's things?
Yeah, very well.
What do you do for a crust?
Work for Fitness Australia.
Yeah, all right. Must be a fit bloke.
Oh, no, not really. Try to be.
Don't fall for his trap, mate. He thinks he's Mike Munro. This is your life, so don't fall for it. But how are you feeling today, mate? You confident? So I'm telling you, these questions are very gettable. You could quite easily end up with some money in your pocket.
Oh, let's hope.
All right. Should we kick it off?
Let's get into
it. All righty, here we go. Question. Which ruckman has the most total hit-outs this season?
Pass.
Name the former Aussie cricketer who was named Dizzy.
Gillespie.
Which Crow star is back in the team after a bout of viral meningitis?
Tom Lynch.
What is the round? What is this round of AFL known as?
Pass.
Who won the award for best NBA player at the 2017 ESPYs?
LeBron James.
What AFL TV show features Mick Malloy each Thursday night?
Front Bar.
Who won the 2000 Norm Smith Medal?
Pass.
Who takes on Port Power tomorrow afternoon at Adelaide Oval?
North Melbourne.
How many games has Gary Ablett played?
300.
Which Williams sister has made it through to the Wimbledon final?
Venus.
Which ruckman has the most total hit-outs this season?
Automaster.
What is this round of AFL known as?
Damn.
Not bad, Scott. Not bad.
Should we tally him up?
Let's do it.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Correct.
Good effort. I reckon number seven rattled you. Who won the 2000 Norm Smith medal? You want to have a second go at that? James Heard. If you didn't know, because Jimmy Heard.
And Sam Jacobs was the ruckman who has the most total hitouts this season. Well done, mate. You did a great job.
Thanks, boys.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because I'm Warren.
Warren!
Gary Treadray.
Get stuffed.
Friday afternoon, great to have the Premiership captain on board and Channel 9's very own Scoop Treadray. Big day in football, Treaders.
Oh, love it working in the AFL, wouldn't you?
Well, Gil McLaughlin's come out with his statement in regards to Simon Lethlin, the GM of football, and also commercial operations GM Richard Simkus. What's your take?
Well, I'd sit there going from a personal aspect. You go, well, it's personal affairs. But then again, Don, we don't realise or know what's in the contract. You know, we know in the past days of all playing AFL football, there's behaviour clauses. There's probably, you know, rights and responsibilities. There's certainly some breaches in that. We also know the AFL was huge with the women's game. And, you know, I know in particular Simon Lethlin is married, so it is an affair. It doesn't look good for the brand, and they've acted pretty swiftly. An emergency meeting from the commission says they're not going to mess around with this one, and let's be honest, they have not messed around. Simon Lethlin was doing a wonderful job in football, and that's, I'm not going to say what he's, you know, agree with what he's done. That's fine, but from a perspective, we actually got a good person who's running football. I think he's got a decent feel on the match review panel. All the issues we go crazy about, now he's gone. So Andrew Dillon comes in. So it's just like, it's a revolving door a little bit at the moment under Gil McLaughlin.
Dom Hurdy's in the news too.
Big news today is that he is going to be presenting, he's been offered the chance to present the Norm Smith medal at the end of the year.
Does it smell?
You got a theory on it.
I reckon there's a little bit, and there's probably some theory. And Biggles, I reckon you've probably got some info on this one. But with knowing the AFL, they like to stage manage everything.
Surely they're not reaching out to Hurdy though.
No, but surely, you put that out there and that hits the wires in the last 24 hours and we've seen the biggest hand grenade, two hand grenades dropped today. Do you think it's a little bit of a make weight for the publicity or the PR machine of the AFL, knowing today is going to be such a day about Richard Simkin and Simon Lethlin?
Oh, you love the smoking gun on the grass, you know, Lesbeth.
Well, I just don't trust anyone in football. They're all full of it. They all lie.
Well, for those who've just caught up with it, obviously James Heard will present the Norm Smith medal. Now, it goes in order. Shannon Grant, the 1999 winner, awarded Western Bulldog Jason Johansson last year. So this goes into the 2000 Baby Bombers, if you like, when Hurdy won it. So his year is this year.
So there's a method to the madness.
Bring it locally, Traders. So a couple of big games. D's versus Crows, Power versus Kangaroos. Selection. Scotty Thompson from the Crows, obviously, out of the side, and Jack Homsch out Port Adelaide's team, which is a bit of a surprise.
I was surprised when it happened last night. I sent off a couple of messages to people I know at Port and said, is he going that bad? And the message straight back was, coaches think so. So
obviously, it's not matchups. North have got...
No, because they bring in Logan Austin, who's a like-for-like defender, who really hasn't had a look in this year, even in the preseason cup game. So it does say that Ken Hinckley's going, well, Homsey's not at his best, even though he's signed a new deal, back to the twos.
Yeah, Nixie came out today, I think, and Matthew Nix, and said that he's a little bit off. Jack is, go back and get his confidence back and be straight back in the side, because he's such a great... You know, in the first six, seven games of this year, he was in great form.
Yeah, well, I just think part of this theory, and we'll get on to Scotty Thompson in a sec, is don't you back your blokes in? And I know Austin's form's great, but Homsch is he's a serious player at AFL level. Early part of the season, he's all Australian contention before he gets injured. So I just think sometimes we, in particular, you send blokes back, you go, oh, really? The Scotty Thompson one baffles me a little bit. And I said this in the call because we try and have a bit of fun at times, but at one stage, I thought Scotty looked 90 in the call last week, and that was harsh, wet conditions, fumbled a ball, got caught holding
the
ball.
You're a harsh man, Trent, we know that.
Oh, don't worry, I've been shown a million times to look about 140. But I look at this and go, Greenwood has sort of made him redundant in that role. Tom Lynch comes back in. But I just touch on our old coach, and Choco Williams used to talk, when he put a kid in, give him 2 or 3 weeks. Don't give him 1 week. But this is a guy who hasn't played senior footy for well over 6 months.
Yeah.
Do you think it's harsh?
I think it is. It came in last week. Give him 2 or 3 weeks. You know, like, he hasn't played at that level for the whole year.
That's what it looked like.
Pre-season. You can't even count that first game. And then you judge him on the second and third game. So I think Tomo's been a little bit hard. It's been a little bit harsh on him, to be honest.
And the midfield looked as good as it had for quite some time.
One man that you mentioned on your very news station this week on Tuesday night, Jackson Trengove's contract on Channel 9 was reported that the 2-year deal was very close to being finalised. We had him in here hosting the Rush Hour, did a much better job than Dom on Wednesday.
Fair enough.
And he flatly denied it and said that there were hasn't been done and there was still in discussion.
The interesting thing about it is he can say what he wants. I'm hearing there's a 2-year deal, and whether he's actually put pen to paper.
He deserves longer term, don't you think?
No, but I don't think he wanted. He might not have been hanging around if Port was going to struggle. So he was open
things
potentially, but he wanted to stay. But if your team's going to struggle, and people were floating that he could be trade bait because Port doesn't have a first round pick this year in the draft, that it could happen. But it's going to happen. It'll be 2 years. And I'm hearing that it's signing off all the minor details. When there's two parties, both the club and him, looking to strike a deal quickly, it'll happen quite quickly. And when the club's rolling out, that's another story.
Just on Jackson Trengove, I was absolutely baffled, and so was the Triple M family, at the comments he made when he was hosting this show. He actually went to dinner with you a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he said you hosted it, and he said you're actually funny.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Well, you know what? I've improved.
Come on.
I'll tell you where it was. It wasn't only him. I was actually holding court with a number of players.
And I'm not
like you, Dom, who just now signs up. Only time you speak to players is sign them up on home loans and financial packages and superannuation and getting kickbacks from the banks and all the shares you invest in hedge funds.
Worst bloke ever,
Dom. Robbie Gray. I only mess with the good ones.
Now he's dropping names.
Yeah. Ollie Wines.
Trip over that name.
Bokey.
Here we go, there's another one.
And then we dropped it for a bloke who was just a defensive forward and jacko. And it was a tough Rashid's house.
And you reckon you were funny?
No, it was quite good, to be honest.
thanks for coming in, was it?
Yeah,
the dumb Ruckman.
Appreciate it.
Handball to us.
Speak to you soon. Yeah, the boys are back. I believe Louis has been at the Norwood Footy Club all week, just apologising to them for having their worst coach in history when he took over. And I don't know where Jars is, but I'm pretty sure he... someone else said that he was doing a pregnancy education course somewhere.
There you go, big fella.
It's dangerous. Yeah, he needs a bit of education in that area, I think.
No, good. All right, so let's look at the local games this weekend. Melbourne v Crows tomorrow night over in Darwin.
That's not local, that's a wild.
Local team, mate, Crows. What are your thoughts, Biggles? Who's going to get over the line?
The way in which Melbourne played against Adelaide here, I think, set the standard for them around the midfield. And that's my concern at the moment. If we can all remember that game of obviously when Burnie went to Sloane, which started, early stages of when Sloane was getting tagged. And for mine, the reason why Melbourne haven't played so well when they've sold their home games, if this game was at the MCG, I reckon it might be a different story, even though Adelaide play there. But Adelaide getting away out of the bubble. Every player we've had on this week has talked about how they just keen to get away from the bubble here in Adelaide, which revolves around footy. They may be able to open up. I'm still a little concerned, as you are, with Lynch and his fitness. He's professional, though. So if he's put his hand up, he is good to go. So Adelaide just in a couple of goals.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see how Sloane's his teammates support him. BV's going to come out and ruffle his feathers and... we can just see whether Tex and Big JJ can back up their performance from last week. I think Crows are going to get up. I don't think the Melbourne Demons have too much firepower at forward. They've only really got Tom McDonald, Jesse Hogan's come in, but I think Daniel Talia will shut him down and Lever will take care of Hogan. But we look over to the Port game, and you know, we heard Kenny say that ladder positions doesn't really matter here because North have lost five games, but only by a goal or less. So they're definitely competitive, and their team on paper is pretty strong, and there's going to be some cracking matchups. You look at Charlie Dixon and Robbie Tarrant, both, well, Robbie Tarrant's all Australian form, and Charlie's had an outstanding season. So look at that matchup in the midfield as well. I think Port Adelaide are going to be way too strong, but how do you see it playing out, Biggles?
I think sometimes when North come here, they certainly are a different side in regards to their mental toughness. I think Brad Scott, he hasn't enjoyed a good record here since 2010, including Adelaide Oval and Amy Stadium. He's lost 7 of 8 games. And just not getting them mentally prepared to travel the border and to start well. They often don't start well, and this is a problem. I remember Robbie Gray last time was a star between these two sides. 2 goals, 35 disposals. Be too hard to stop. And the big game tonight as well, Essendon and the Saints. The Bombers smashed the Pies at the clearances last week. I reckon they're going to get the job done tonight. From 5:30, you can hear Chris Judd, Nathan Brown and Swatter just around the corner with Damien Barrett also.
So you're backing up Essendon tonight?
I reckon the Bombers will get the chocolates tonight. I like their clearances last week against the Pies.
Saints. I reckon we're going for Saints here. They smashed Richmond last week, but it's going to be a big round of footy, mate. So we look forward to this weekend. What do you got planned?
No, I'll be at the footy tomorrow as well with Hazy, getting down out to Norwood Oval, as well as, of course, listening to Triple M with the Port and Kangas, kicking it off from 1:40.
There you go, boys. That's it. Jars and Louis. Filled in very nicely, though, I think.
Well, we certainly lowered the age group, that's for sure.